Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This half hour is presented by Emerald Coast Coins, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Sing along to start the show.
Yeah.
Little money.
There you go, girl.
Get it. Hey, we're back here on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Trying to keep it peppy today.
We are staying peppy because, you know, you heard me mention before.
Yes.
It's a little bit of, it's not a sad day, but there's slight sadness because we are saying goodbye to Davis.
Hearts are breaking.
And so you just heard...
Yes, the good news for Davis, sad news for us.
Yeah. And we're going to probably harass him.
We will.
I have his number. So that's, you know, bully for me, him, probably. He's like, why did I give that girl my number? But you've known him longer than me, too.
Yes, I adore him. He has always been a light of my life when he's been in here, you know, doing the show with me. It's always been a blast. He always can keep things going and had great questions for me. So he's definitely going to be missed.
He is. And he's going to do great in his new role.
He
and
is. He's going to be fantastic.
Somebody said today should be local Davis Allen Day.
There you go.
So we're just going to go with that.
We shall.
I love that.
Yes,
so,
for sure.
It's 10:06 here at News Radio 92.3. We have, of course, always enjoyed people texting in pictures, 850-437-1620, and sentiments, too.
Yes.
You can say hello. Anything new going on? I know I follow you guys on Facebook,
yes.
So I stay up to date.
For sure.
And I see a lot of things changing. But at Emerald Coast Coins, what has changed the most in the past 2 weeks since I've seen you?
So the most in the past 2 weeks is we have gone back. I would say the biggest thing is we have gone back to masks being required in our store. Biggest thing that I wanted to mention first. It was a tough decision for us to make, you know, to decide to go back to mask mandates for everybody, vaccinated or not. You know, we have a lot of immunocompromised family members, and it was just the safest thing for everybody. If you cannot wear a mask, there are, you know, you can call ahead and make arrangements. We are accommodating.
Yeah.
But it was just the safest thing for everybody. There's still, you know, a lot of kids out there who can't. And I posted a long thing on our Facebook page, so you could definitely go on our Facebook page and read it. You know, we just needed to do what we felt was the safest and most responsible thing.
Oh, absolutely. And guess what?
What?
Right now, you are here. And if they don't feel comfortable coming in, I was telling them earlier, I was saying, hey, you don't feel comfortable walking into the doors, text us a picture right here.
Yeah, for sure. Text, you can all, like, and that's exactly what I was, you know, I say you can text pictures here. We have Facebook Messenger
that's
where you can
true.
Always Facebook message us. You can call us, you know, our phone, 850-473-1515. We have an email. You can call me at the store and get our email. Because I can't think of it off the top of my head at the moment. I think it's eccpensacola@gmail.com. Plenty of ways to get in touch with us, to ask questions, to figure things out. We are, you know, super accommodating. We always try to do our very best to help out our fellow person here in, you know, the Panhandle and abroad. So that's what, you know, we aim to do.
The goal is health and safety.
Yes.
And putting people first.
Exactly.
And still being able to enjoy the things that you like to do and be able to visit Emerald Coast Coins. Will you guys possibly do like appointments, or is that just...
Right now we're still fully open. We're okay. Not working, you know, we're not worried about, you know, doing appointments. If it came to that, you know, we could definitely work around that if somebody needed to. I would definitely say call the shop and talk with my dad, my brother, or myself. So I would never say never to anything of that sort. I would never leave that out of question.
Okay.
How about that?
They're flexible.
We are flexible. We have been there. You know, my dad and my brother are usually there early. So, you know, they have let some people come in early. I won't say always, but sometimes.
Sure.
For sure. For certain things.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. So it's always just better to call and check.
Call and ask.
850-473-1515 is the number to call at Emerald Coast Coins.
Yes.
Text us here, 850-437-1620. Okay, so let's move on into the next thing. I wanted to talk about this weekend.
Yes, coin show.
It's here.
It's here. We are so excited to finally have a coin show, which has been a long time coming.
Everybody's so excited. I feel like everything has been a long time coming.
I know, right?
We're just like a lady lying in wait. Just please come make things happen again. So y'all aren't hosting it.
No,
you're just a part of it.
We are just a part of it. But I like to tell everybody to come out and enjoy it and have fun. It's the last week before school starts, so you know, if you feel like bringing your kids out to do one more thing that's not playing video games and not sticking at home watching YouTube, come out and let them learn about some coins and stuff, because there's going to be a whole bunch of different, you know, coin dealers out there. And it's something fun and new and different. And you never know, they might learn a new hobby in life that will...
History, yeah.
History and something that they could take with them throughout life and possibly, you know, have them help them have a retirement, you know, fund someday, or pay
That's
for their
true.
College someday, because it might be a little niche that they'll have. It's going to be not in Pensacola. It's actually going to be in Milton at the Santa Rosa County Auditorium at 4530 Spikes Way. And that's at the exit 22 off of I-10 at Avalon Boulevard and Highway 90. So we should have signs that lead up to it, or Google Maps, or however you use it.
Or Google it.
Yes. Waze. Whatever those little apps are that everybody uses nowadays.
Okay. So this is happening. It's the coin show or the coin...
Annual coin and currency show is what it's called. Yes.
Annual coin. Oh, very
spiffy.
Fancy.
It's
I feel pinkies up.
Yes.
Okay, and that's happening at the Santa Rosa County Auditorium. You can take exit 22 off of I-10, and it's right at the corner of Avalon and, what is that, US 90, you said? Okay, very good. And that's happening, does it start Friday or Saturday?
It starts Saturday from, it's 9 to, I believe it's 9 to 5 on Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. It says 10 on the flyer. So it could be, it's 10 or 9. I'm not sure which one.
Okay. On Sunday, you mean?
Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Let's see if I can get a firm answer from somebody.
That's
and
great.
While we're doing that.
So it's the first, but people can get there Saturday, either 9 or 10. And this is happening also Sunday. So they don't have
Saturday
to just cram in on Saturday.
Correct.
Okay. Do you know, can you like give our, you know, my listener like, some good tips, like, hey, Saturday's better.
Saturday's way better.
Okay, I was waiting for you to say it.
Saturday is definitely way better. Sunday, a lot of people come from out of town, because a lot of the dealers come from out of town, so they like to leave early on Sunday to start heading back.
Oh.
Yes. Saturday's fun. And a little Boy Scout troop will be there cooking burgers and hot dogs for us.
Oh, fun.
Yes. So, you know.
Like child labor, Stephanie?
Yes. Child labor. Support our local Boy Scout troops and give them money.
They're going to. Oh, good. Look at them.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes.
All right. That's excellent. And I like that these events, when you go to like a coin show or some kind of trade show.
Yes.
There's something that also gives back to like. Either an organization or, you know, with Boy Scouts, they're learning so many different skills and just life things that you just like don't learn unless you kind of get to experience that program.
Exactly. And I love that and they work so hard to do this, and this is something they look forward to every year, and I just love it for them.
So we have the give me the official name of it.
The annual Coin and Currency Show.
Coin and Currency Show.
Presented by the Pensacola Numismatic Society. Say that three times fast.
I don't know what that word is. What's a numismatic?
A numismatist.
No, you were saying something else.
The same thing. Somebody who collects coins. who's a coin collector.
How are we just, it's
rar.
It's August and you're just telling me this amazing word right now,
a numismatist. You know how hard it is for me to say that word? I just said it twice.
Numismatist. Okay. I'm going to need to keep that one in the chamber.
Yes.
So I can just tell people the next dinner party, which I would have gone to one in the past 4 years, I'm at, I can say I'm friends with a numismatist.
Yes. I don't go to dinner parties. I go to fantasy football parties.
Well, because they're way better, probably.
They totally are.
And you can eat with your fingers.
Yes.
And not have any fingers. Oh, my word. The fact that I just typed into Google N-U and it came up that word.
It's listening.
But how is it? It's a desktop.
Because that's where we are today.
You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel, where we are learning everything live right here.
I'm glad it... Never mind.
Well, okay. So we have a numismatist right here across... And I'm very mad that I have not called you this yet. I'm going to write this down.
It's
I'm jotting
new
this
word
down
for me.
In my diary. Dear diary. Today I learned a new word and my friend has been lying to me. Oh man. 850-437-1620. So how do you become a numismatist? Like, do you have to go to school for that?
You don't have to. I just started learning when I begged my dad to let me have a job because I did not like the job I had, which was a lunch lady, because my husband's like, you probably should get a job now since the kids are at school. And I was like, okay, fine, whatever, you know. So I did, and it sucked. And no offense to the lunch ladies out there, because their job is difficult. Some of the humans they work with are not fun.
I feel like we need to lay down.
Therapy.
We need a couch.
Right?
And a towel.
It's totally fine.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So okay. I just learned. My dad and my brother and our mentor over in Louisiana taught me like so much. And, you know, we just learned so much through the years. I've been doing this like 11 years.
Wow.
It's so much to take in. So you don't have to go to school for it. It's just a lot of learning as you go.
The study numismatic is the study or act
numismatics
of you say it for
okay,
me
you're welcome
numismatic don't think that
it's okay
the study or act of collecting of coins,
yes,
paper money and metals,
yes, and metals.
I didn't okay.
Like gold and silver.
Gold and silver. Platinum. Not like here's your medal of honor. I give you the Medal of Honor for putting up with me today on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Okay, so you grew into this 11 years of experience, but this whole art of doing this, is it a growing art of people really catching on and being involved just because of the fact that, like, people are watching gold and silver and platinum and rhodium and all the things like hawks?
Yes, I think it's gotten a lot crazier. Like, it back in 2010, 2011, it was definitely hot, but even the internet's made it crazier again now, just because social media's gotten more active. Even in the past 10 or 11 years, social media's gotten more crazy, and so I definitely think that's helped it more. And these kids with their kids, the 20-year-olds and stuff,
right?
You know, with their, because I'm old, with their little social media stuff, they have gotten so much more into buying of the precious metals, the gold, more silver than gold, but the gold and the silver. They've definitely gotten more into it now, and it's kind of fun to watch it. They're still learning a lot about how it works too, so it's definitely a learning curve for them, but it's definitely been interesting to watch this grow throughout the past 10 or 11 years. And then once they start buying the gold and silver, then they start looking into the collector side of it. And then their eyes just kind of start sparkling too. And I'm like, I've seen that spark before. I know where you're going.
That is so awesome.
It is totally awesome. It's so much fun.
Well, because gone are the days where you just, you know, it's it's just like, oh, this is tedious, and you go back and forth. There's people are now learning when you're doing like a hobby and you're taking part in like a trade, and it's not just learning. You're taking in something that's worth something, and it's then you can twist it. It's not just what that coin is worth. It's the history behind it. You know
exactly,
what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly.
So it's like it's an art.
I love to when people are like, well, what do you like or what do you collect? I go to like the old Morgan dollars and Peace dollars, what the quote, like the Cowboys or Wyatt Earp or Doc Holliday. Like those are my favorite go-tos when I'm talking about the old stuff. The wheat pennies are great for the kids to start off with because they're inexpensive and they're easy to look through. A lot of people nowadays are looking for errors, which are not as easy to look for because they're looking for a lot of things that aren't always there. So, but I like to start with the easy stuff, wheat pennies and nickels and, mm-hmm. and things like that. And then build up to, like I said, my Morgan dollars and Peace dollars and cowboy money. It's just to watch everybody's heart grow by three, like, like the Grinch.
Exactly.
Right.
But with money.
But with money.
Well, collectible money. That's collectible the thing. There's a money. Difference. Okay. So, speaking of like, younger people, well, anybody below 30 to me is younger.
Exactly.
I'm like, oh, you're still a child. Like,
yes.
You still have so much to go. But with younger kids, like getting involved and starting to pay attention to a lot of things online, like gold is up, silver's down, gold is down, silver's up, and everybody's starting to pay attention to those things.
Yes.
Do you think that the more things are done online, it's going to impact people buying in store, or do you think that it's not going to affect it?
I think people are going to buy regardless.
They still like the experience.
100%.
I think so.
People are going to buy regardless.
Touching it, yes. Seeing what it's worth.
They much rather, and I try to tell people in my experience, I'd rather have it in my hand than buying online ever, because that way you know it's there, you know it's real. And you get to hold it.
And we've talked before about people who do the eBay thing. Which
yes.
I couldn't even tell you the last time I went on eBay.
Oh, me either.
Like, to shop or to look.
Yeah.
Like, I actually forgot that it existed. Like, I pulled a Taylor Swift. Like, I forgot that it existed.
I was totally with there.
I know. I saw the wheels. They went, broom.
Yep.
We're in sync. That's
we
why.
We totally are.
But I, you think about the people who get hoodwinked.
Yes.
Online.
They do.
And it's better. First of all, it's better to support local. I always
agree.
Share that with people. But it's better to get the history behind it. You know where it's coming from. They get a certification, correct? When they come through with the certain items, especially the bigger dollar ones?
So with certain items that come from the U.S. Mint, they will get like a box and papers that
right.
say this is what it is. I will, with gold and silver bullion, we have machines that can basically show them, hey, this is the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
And when they buy stuff from eBay, they usually, not always, but they will sometimes come in and say, hey, can you check this for me? And our machine will say, yes, it's real. Or, oh, no, bad deal, dude.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How long does it take for it to run through the machine?
Our personal machines, 2 seconds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's an awesome little machine.
That's awesome. So you just slide it on in or scan
yep, slide it.
It
on in or pin it on. Like we have one machine that was like a $700 or $800 machine, and the newest one we got is a $1,200 machine.
Oh,
nice.
Moving
nice,
on
nifty
up.
Nifty little machine. We have lots of gold and silver in the store right now that we can, that we'll have at the coin show this weekend.
Okay.
So.
Are you going to bring the best of stuff or your surplus stuff?
All of it.
Everything.
We basically
pack right.
up
You're
the store.
You're not open on the...
Yeah, we're not open on the weekends, but so everything
V8
comes.
Moment.
So good.
Like, okay, so that's even better. So
yeah.
You can be a part of the entire show and get to see something, be a part of that experience. Of course, support the Boy Scouts and be able to see what you guys have in stock for people to buy.
That's it.
It's a trade show, correct? So will people be allowed to trade or
yes.
is it? Okay.
Yep. Buy, sell, trade.
All the things.
All things.
Are you accepting cash, Venmo?
Only cash and checks.
Cash
we don't
and
do
checks.
Debit or credit at the shows.
Okay. Cash.
Well, we don't do
the
debit and credit usually in the store regardless,
right.
but we only cash and checks.
Okay, that's something for people to know. So when you go to Emerald Coast Coins or go to the trade show this weekend.
Oh, so this just in. So the show does open at 9.
Tell me.
But sad news is Boy Scouts will now not be catering the show.
Is it because of everything going on with COVID?
Yes.
Okay, I figured. Okay. That's okay. Hey, that's a live update right
that
here.
That is a live update.
Breaking news.
This just in.
I have to find my button. but that's actually really good to know.
That
I was wondering.
It just like breaking news. Sad face.
I know. I'm so sorry.
Me too.
Sorry for those kiddos.
Me too. But maybe we can find the troop in a... I can figure out who the troop is and we can do something special for them.
If you know a troop. 850-437-1620 or call Emerald Coast Coins. But either way, it's going to be a great opportunity for people to come out and just enjoy themselves and be a part of something because you didn't get to do it last year.
Dad said they had a COVID outbreak.
Oh, bummer. With the kids? Oh, that's right. I heard. Yeah, we hear the things. So the annual coin and currency show is happening in Santa Rosa County Auditorium.
Yes,
right there at the intersection of Avalon and Pace. It's coming up this Saturday. You can take exit 22, yes, Avalon, yep, Boulevard, off of I-10, and it does start at 9 on Saturday and 9 on Sunday.
Yes.
Okay, 9 to 2 though on Sunday.
Yes.
All right, a little bit shorter of a day.
Yes, because everybody likes to, you know, get out early and drive back home.
Yeah, of course.
But it's so much fun.
Yeah. You got work on Monday. You can, you know, haul back. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So before we wrap up, let's talk gold and silver.
Yes, let's.
Let's talk about who's up and who's down. Who's feeling it today?
Who is feeling it? They both have been pretty steady this past week. So they're both, gold's been right around that $1,800 mark, and the silver's been right around the $25.30 mark. It's been super steady. They both haven't moved that much.
I mean, and it looks
they say they're down a little bit, but I mean, that's not enough to make a difference,
a significant,
yes,
difference.
Nope.
All right, but it's still do you have I don't want to say like a surplus. Do you have a good amount of, what is it? Is it usually silver that people are like attacking?
Everybody's after silver, and I have, yes.
But
silver.
You have some in stock?
Totally.
Okay. Is that because people are selling it or because you're getting it in?
Because both. I have people, I had somebody come in and sell like 25, 50, 100, couple hundred ounces this morning. But, selling it and buying it, like, it goes in and out. It's like we're a revolving door all day long, it seems like, lately.
I mean,
buying and selling,
that's what we want.
Yeah, it is totally what we want.
Okay, very good. Oh my goodness. All right, anything else coming up this fall, because it's already almost,
oh my gosh, it is. I'm going to Disney World.
Oh, fun. Look at that.
Yeah,
our Disney girl here, she loves the Disney coins. That's right,
I do love the Disney coins. We have some Millennium Falcon coins and Boba Fett coins that we will have at the show this weekend, so that's a bonus because you cannot go wrong with Disney.
And what kind of coins are those usually?
Silver.
They're the silver.
Yes.
Okay, I thought so.
They're around $34-$35 a piece. You have to buy them if you have a Disney / Star Wars fan in your life. Must have.
Okay. This is,
cannot go wrong.
Yes, you are our only hope.
You are our only hope
when it comes to coins.
Yes,
Stephanie. Oh my goodness. But that's, I, you'd think about like your collectors in your life, like you, I, we have an avid Disney fanner.
Yes,
in our lives.
Yes.
In fact, I found this really cool keychain of an old Walt Disney stamp, like
yes,
vintage Walt Disney stamp that somebody pressed into glass and then into copper.
Awesome.
Super cool.
Yes.
And so of course I got that for the avid Disney fan in my life because I thought it was so unique.
That is.
But this, you think about like that coin, I just thought he would love that.
Hello.
Because first of all, who doesn't love Star Wars? If you don't, how dare you? Second of all, there's so much to look into and so many things that you can think about when it comes to gift giving. And of course, this is a really fun event. Like we were talking about, Stephanie and I, we're talking about going to the event this upcoming weekend. So please don't miss out on the annual Coin and Currency Show. It's finally back. It's finally here. Of course, you can get all the information. I'm going to podcast this episode onto our website so people can look up the information for Saturday and Sunday and take advantage of it. Maybe see if your kids get into a really cool hobby.
Yeah, it'll be on. It's on my Facebook page. It's on my marquee outside my shop, 1811 Creighton Road. So you can, if you're driving by Creighton, you can see it on my marquee. And, you know, call us 850-473-1515.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll see you soon.